Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from beautiful South Bermondsey, this is Achtun Millwall.
Down the middle. He's got Elliot overlapping him. Can he find him?
Yes! Jim Wallace! 4-3! Neil Gregory! No, Jim Wallace! Lee Gregory! The back is shining to the middle! 4-3! Roy's the game of death! What a game! What a game! What entertainment! What drama!
Welcome, 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 dear listeners. Welcome to the curiously suburban environs of King's Meadow Stadium in Norbiton, isn't it? For the strange venue in some ways for a fifth round FA Cup tie between AFC Wimbledon and Millwall, of course. I say a curiously suburban setting because I always associate Norbiton with, sounds like a bit like Surbiton, which was, of course, famously the setting for The Good Life, with Rear of the Year in the 70s, Felicity Kendall and Richard Briers, of the middle-class couple. It is a curiously non-football area for such a big game today. Today's team news for the Lions, the Mill team facing Wimbledon, Archer in goal, we've got backline Romeo. Alex Pearce comes in today. Hutchinson's on the bench, so Pearce comes in for Hutchinson, Jake Cooper, Murray Wallace. Midfield will be Leonard and Williams, with Jed Wallace and Ferguson, Shane Ferguson, signed today, with O'Brien and Lee Gregory up front. So guessing that makes us a 4-4-2 traditional turnout. Probably the best we're going to do, given the fact that a lot of our number one choice is a cup tie at the moment. It's been a very curious season, dear listeners, hasn't it? I don't know. I don't want to flog a point. I was saying this on the radio show last night, but it feels a very drab and dreary season. Even this cup run, apart from the Everton game, which was the only game I've been to this season that actually felt like a proper Millwall match, but today's cup run has felt like it's failed to ignite. It's failure to launch the movie, isn't it? Failure to launch. And here we are stood in Norbiton today. It's a neat enough non-league level ground. One, two seated stands and two terraced sides, about four or five rows deep and on all fronts. It feels like we've gone to no disrespect to Bromley, it feels like that kind of level of ground. It is a non-league ground, so it's a strange place to be staging what is one of the bigger games of the season, biggest game potentially if we get through it. Well, there we are. That's the way the season's worked out. Questions across the club. Some of the choices made by management. Questions across the board. But today's not a day for questions. Today's not a day for worrying about league position. Looking over our shoulder at the relegation spots, just a few points behind us now. Today is a day for cup glory. And today's fifth round cup tie, unusually, rule changes to suit the modern game, will be played to a finish here and now in today's afternoon. No replays, basically. It's extra time and then penalties if it finishes as a draw on 90 minutes. So let's hope the Lions have it wrapped up long before then. It should be a game that we should prevail in. This should be akin to a trip in League One to on the lower ranked sides, and it should be a game where we have enough in our armoury to grind it out. Those could well be famous last words, dear listeners.
Achtung, Millwall.
£360,000 today's game is worth to the winners, the team that prevails out of today's clash. So such is the rewards. It can only get bigger, obviously, if we get through the quarter-final, let alone the takings that may or may not come your way in that quarter-final stage. So big opportunity for the Lions. If we let this go, then there really will be rumblings around the den, because it's been a very dreary season, and this has been the only enlivening factor since last August, really, apart from that Everton night. So a WhatsApp message from Harry Warren, who is sat in the den watching the beanback, sat in the west upper stand, blocks 1, 2 and 3, watching the game on the big screen. I think, as he rightly says, he'll get his binoculars out. He will need his binoculars looking at the picture he's just sent me. It's like watching a portable television in someone else's front room across the road. But good luck to Harry, and well done to all those 800 odd, I think, that bought tickets for the beanback. Some will be in the exec lounge, some will be sat in the west upper watching it on the main screen. So well done. About 700 fans in the middle sections today. The rest of the ground looks fairly tightly packed. I don't know what the capacity of the ground is, but it's going to be, can't be more than 5,000 or perhaps 6,000 tops. But it's tightly packed, as is right and proper for an FA Cup fifth round tie.
Achtung, Millwall.
Well, here come the two teams, dear listeners. Wimbledon in their traditional royal blue and yellow. The Lions today wearing a lurid all-orange kit, better suited to working on the railways. Make you visible from some miles away. It's going to be a very different kind of fifth round tie to those that we've experienced in the past. 5,000-ish crowd, non-league kind of atmosphere, but the highest of stakes. So Lions really need to be on their game today. I think we can expect it to be a full-on contest. Wimbledon managed by Wally Downs, Wimbledon legend, of course. So we'll know what we're going to get. They will be well prepared for today's events. Now, in terms of the podcast and the view, I'm right on the corner flag, looking back across. The view is not brilliant. It's not exactly a major high-point view, but there we are. I'll do my best for you, dear listeners. Curious journey over here today, dear listeners. I've driven down the A3, which is an odd kind of psycho-geography of my past lives, seeing places and locations that bring back memories. Very odd. You ever done that? I haven't been over here for years, over this side for some time. I haven't driven around here for a long time. And it's very odd when you drive it again after upwards of 10, 15 years, when it was once very familiar and now oddly strange. It's like being a stranger in one of your old houses again, that kind of feeling. I'm sure you know what I mean. So both teams in the pre-prep stage. Lions will be, look like they're going to be attacking the Kenflow end if they win the toss. The other end, I think, is sponsored by some American author of, as odd as it is, I can't remember his name now, but it's sponsored by an American author. I was reading on their website, trying to get a little bit of background colour, which I gave up on quite quickly. Minutes of applause now for, I believe, for a young Wimbledon fan who's passed away recently. Police helicopter flying overhead, as is the way. It's Millwall, it's in town, of course. Security wasn't terribly heavy outside. The way it was portrayed on the Millwall police website was going to be like a search regime. It was a frisk down that you might get any rough nightclub anywhere in London or the UK or around the world, to be honest. It was no more than that, so we haven't exactly checked into HMP Wimbledon this afternoon. Which is better. Feels like a civilised event. So let's see how up for it the Millwall team is today, dear listeners. That's the $64,000 quote, the £360,000 question. AFC Wimbledon, of course, come into today's game bottom of League One, struggling, and yet with the glittering jewel of a 4-2 win over West Ham in the previous round. So a bit like us with our win over Everton, a totally disproportionate result in an otherwise grim season for Wimbledon. So who knows what we're going to get today, dear listeners. Away we go. I need a telescope or something to see the goal down the other end, so forgive me if there's any inaccuracies in my comment. There's also no stadium clocks. I'm working from the Bazell. The good old, the classical, you know, a gentleman's Bazell. Did you ever go to the old Plough Lane, Willis, dear listener? The old Wimbledon ground over there in Southwest 19? I did. Went there in 1988-89. I think we got beat. I think it was Boxing Day game. Grim, freezing cold. Kind of a shiftless kind of stadium. It did at least have the advantage of the away terracing, having a bit more of a view of what we've got today. But nevertheless, we're on the side as Wimbledon come down the left in front of us. Sibic taking on Shane Ferguson. Little breakthrough. This is the 20, the 38, ball into the box. Is it the post? Fucking hell. Close range from the cross and Wimbledon at the post inside the first 2 minutes. Lions dodge a bullet. Bloody hell. Let's put the home crowd in good voice. Mill didn't know what to expect. That's a good early lesson. So ball down on the left. It's gone out for another throw-in. Down by the left side corner flag. Not going to be a long throw in from the left, such as I can see it, dear listener. Launched in. Must be the corner. Cooper's up, and that's hoof clear. Apologies. These will be the inaccuracies of today, but then you don't want some slick professional podcast that's always accurate. You want it as it comes. This is Ryan Leonard now breaking down the right. Ball across the box. Ball across the box on the left. Headed home. Who was that? Is that Wallace? 1-0 Millwall. 5 minutes gone. We're set with a few nerves. 5 minutes gone. The Lions lead it. 1-0. The wait for the official confirmation to score that. I think it was Wallace. Wallace. We think it's Wallace, dear listener. Listeners. Well, there's a dramatic start to today's proceedings. Nice enough move, actually. Moved down the right. Ryan Leonard, I think it was, got the cross in and headed in close from the left by Murray Wallace. That's two rounds in succession that Murray Wallace has scored. He's developing an attacking string to his bow, dear listeners. I actually quite like him going forwards. I'm not so sure about him in defence, but coming forwards, he clearly does represent some menace. Long ball forwards, that's over the head of Jake Cooper. Collected by Jordan Archer. Until 7 minutes. A little bit of kerfuffle. Some coppers in front of us with a camera. Fantastic article in today's Daily Mail website, if you haven't seen it, dear listeners. It's all Terry Hurlock interview, talking about the old days of Millwall and rivalry with the Crazy Gang. And a fantastic line about accusing the old Crazy Gang of not being a real Crazy Gang, but Millwall were from South East London. So a fantastic article with Terry Hurlock on the Daily Mail website. Check it out. It's a great read about the good old days. Jordan Archer almost scuffs a clearance there with two Wimbledon players looking to spook him. As you can hear, the view is that he should not be passed back to. I think I'd agree. That's Wallace putting the ball into touch there. As the Lions press towards the Kenflow end. Kenflow sounds like a building site toilet or something like that. I don't know what Kenflow is, but I'm sure it's got something to do with sludge. Money and sludge, of course. No one knocks sludge in our company. I wish I'd have brought a little wooden box or something. Just another couple of 6 inches. Some of my ex-girlfriends have said the same thing. A few more inches would make a big difference to my enjoyment of today. And perhaps we'll leave it there, dear listeners. Huge hoof forwards there from Sean Williams. 14 minutes. It's been a scrappy start to the game. I mean, obviously, we're leading it, so we'll settle for that scrappy start with us in in front. And I understand today's game's being shown across North America and Canada on ESPN. So, so far, the US audience will not have seen their football extravaganza so far. Ticky-tack, this has not been. Witty little chant there about, you've seen us on the Jeremy Kyle show. It took me a little moment to work that out, but it was, you know. Maybe that's because I'm a Millwall fan, it takes me a bit to work out wit at that level. Another hoist forward from Ryan Leonard, to what purpose I don't really know. There's no one actually in front of him. Lions resorting to hopeless punts. That was Marlon Romeo with that. You can hear the reaction. Jake Cooper, a curiously high-pitched shout there. This breaks now for the Fulham. He's in a penalty area. That's shot wide right. A lot of screaming at each other in the middle defence. The 41, I think it was, made a run down the middle of our defence there, like a knife going through butter. So we can't afford to give that kind of space too many times. But as it is, he's shot wide left. 24 minutes gone, dear listeners. Oh, what an awful. What a thought. Archer puts it out of the ground. And here come Wimbledon down the left side. 39 does a little jingle. Oh, straight into the face of Pierce. Very, very bravely put his head into the mix there, into the boot, and draws the free kick. Little moment's panic as Wimbledon came down our right side again. I did see a bar of Millwall Toblerone available on the club website, so maybe those are the boots that Archer's got. He's just put it outside out again. And you can hear the reaction. That's twice now he's taken a goal kick and put it straight into touch on the left side. Which has given big heart to the Wimbledon fans who need something to cling on to. One hazard of this ground is the ball goes out of the ground a lot. There's about three or four balls so far inside the first half an hour. They disappear from the ground. They must have a supply of footballs ready to throw in at any moment. And they do. They're organised for it. Another one's appeared. Wimbledon being given a lot of possession by Millwall. The ball's not sticking when it's released. There's a ball into the box, headed over from close range, actually looping high header, as that came in from the right. 32 minutes-ish. It's an uncomfortable watch, dear listeners. If you're watching at the beanbag, if you're picking this up separately, it's not been a comfortable half an hour. We started out well, but we've gone to pieces as it's proceeded. So it's 40 minutes. Murray Wallace is going to have a free kick just inside the middle half. He's lobbed it forwards. That's over towards Cooper. Does get his head to it. He's kind of backing away from it. And Wimbledon clear. The story of our lives, dear listeners, so far in this game. Marlon does well to block out that move as Wimbledon look to break there. Final ball for Millwall. A bit of two ones and twos in the middle of the field. And the final ball forwards was so aimless. It's been pretty soul-destroying in for the most part, apart from the fact we're leading it. You'd say this has been one of the more and the level of opposition, so it's one of the more poor displays for Millwall this season, but we are leading 1-0 and it is the fifth round of the FA Cup. Anyway, don't send fate, come Wimbledon down on our left side. 41 minutes, that's going to be headed clear by Wallace. There's the half-time whistle of a really dreary game overall. We are leading it and it is the fifth round of the FA Cup, so that's got to be the underpinning caveat to that first half. But the Lions looked at sixes and sevens, and Wimbledon, despite their lowly league status, looked more dangerous of the two teams for the bulk of that half. So there we are, we won't dwell on that for too long. Half time, Wimbledon 0, Millwall 1.
You're listening to Acton Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. It's the number one Millwall show, and a rich source of wit, repartee, and football wisdom. If you like us, why don't you give us 5 stars and a kind review on the Apple Podcast app? If you do, I'll love you a long time.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Kind of half-time tweets from various sources. John Kelly says it's been good for Millwall FC, but couldn't they go on to win comfortably for once? I don't know about good, John. I don't know what you're drinking or what you're on, mate. That was good. I don't want to see bad.
It's been one of the most poor halves I've seen.
The fact that we're winning.
Well, it's the only thing that...
Nil-nil.
Yeah. If we were losing this, then you'd be on that case. Doug Hume out there in Sweden says he's in a bar. He's in a bar watching this. Found it on some TV channel out there. Doug says he's not quite sure how we're winning. The only quality in the game was Leonard's cross from Wallace's header. No one played well. But they're all trying. Very trying, Doug, I agree. Yeah, Leopardy take 1-0 now.
Achtung, Millwall.
Well, the team's out for the second half. The listeners, general consensus around here is that no one wants this going to extra time or penalties. I think everyone would take it right now and go home, to be absolutely honest. Lions will be attacking the end nearest where I'm standing, which is filled up considerably. People have done the old traditional thing of football, moving down towards the end where your team is attacking. Wimbledon will kick us off the second half. Away we go. A second goal would be very welcome.
Save me, boy! Son! Clap us! Clap us, David! Freeze! Smile! You cunt!
He actually did smile for a moment.
I mean, just clap us. Everyone else would.
No, that's not why.
Till he scores.
That's not on. Much of them came down, had a picture with someone.
Early pressure for Wimbledon down the middle end. Another ball lobbed into the middle towards the 39. I think that was Pierce behind that one. Wimbledon keeping the ball under pressure at the middle end. Ball again into the middle. Scuffed clear at last. Up into the air, more than clear.
He's back! He's right in the centre back. He's back!
As you can tell, Tom Elliott's walking by.
He's back!
He was laughing at that. Well, he likes it anyway. I'm never so sure about that song, but anyway. Tom enjoyed it. It's almost Oscar Wilde, and better have a song than not to have a song at all. Anyway, when we're on a break down our left, while we wrestle with the philosophical side of that song, that is Hoof Clear at the last there by Pierce, I think that was. Left side of corner for Wimbledon. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at us in this second half, dear listeners. Here it comes from the left. It's low rather than high, which suits us just fine. It should go for a throw-in, I believe. As far as I can tell you, dear listeners, this is why you're tuning this podcast, isn't it? This kind of accurate reporting. It's like the Wimbledon Ultras are in fine voice behind their Ken Flo end goal, doing a kind of bouncing kind of routine. Not quite the Poznan. Ball headed forward. Too far for Lee Gregory. 51 minutes.
Well, still conceding a lot of possession to Wimbledon, showing them respect, I suppose. You know, I suppose you call use that word. We're certainly sitting behind the ball a lot, and they're passing the ball backwards and forwards. They've looked the more dangerous side, in all honesty, over the course of the whole game. And but for that early goal for the Lions, the comment will be a lot sharper and to the point than what it is at the moment amongst the travelling Mill support. Ball lob falls, overhead lob by Ryan Leonard. Lee Gregory is chasing it down. He wins the ball. This is Aidan O'Brien. The Mill can he get some control of the palm? A little toe poke of a shot. No control, sadly. First real chance since the goal for the Lions, to be honest. And I would say O'Brien should have done better with that. This does give Wimbledon the chance to break forwards. 42 coming down our left. Going to be a free kick on the left side. Coming towards the 55th minute, dear listeners. Little chance there. That's the best chance for the Lions. Nice work by Lee Grogan. Found O'Brien in the middle, but he just couldn't bring it under control and then toe poked it with no power. That was our only chance, I would say, since the goal. And as I was saying on the radio show last night, we create so few chances that we really do have to have strikers that will take them when they do arise at last. And ball into the box. And it comes, it's deep and taken well enough by Jordan Archer, thankfully. Floodlights are on. It's a very grey day. There's a damp in the air. No rain, but it's damp. It's not cold. But the floodlights are on now, illuminating the small-scale Kings Meadow Stadium. Once upon a time, of course, home of Kingstonians non-league club, who I believe play in what looks like a sports centre-type football ground just next door over the back of the Chemflow end down there. But this once was Kingstonians ground, acquired by AFC Wimbledon when they made the comeback, the famous comeback from Park Football back into non-league and then professional, full-scale football league status. That's a Lions free kick just inside our own half. It will be Pierce that takes. Long ball. Finds Cooper. It bounces down. It falls to Cooper. Shot from the distance. Curled wide. Unusually a shot from Cooper on the edge of the penalty area. It fell down from almost his own header there. It came back to him. And curled wide of the right-sided post. Another decent chance on 61 minutes. Wimbledon on the break now, shot on target. Oh, it's almost a flat by Jordan Archer. Fucking hell. Straightforward enough, bouncing shot, and Archer did one of his Harlem Globetrotter, curly, better luck lemon type moves on the goal line there. Somehow retained it. Better luck lemon. Remember him from the Harlem Globetrotters? What a name. Meadowlark Lemon. What a great name. Well said, well said, well put. Aimless is what it was, dear listeners. Very much symbolic of today's play. But we keep coming back to the basic point as we reach the, what's it now, 62, 3 minutes or so. We're leading in the fifth round of the FA Cup, so the prize is getting closer despite the shambolic Lions performance. Now we won't count our chickens too early. That's a foul committed on as Wimbledon look to move it down the right side. It should be a throw in. He's let it go. I thought it was a foul by the Millwall defender there. As it is, it's let it go. It's a man's game, dear listeners. O'Brien's coming out, dear listeners. Substitution on 63 minutes. Who's coming in? Can't tell at the moment. O'Brien had one chance and didn't take it, and unfortunately that's the apart from that, a bit of running around, a bit of nothing much, so probably not a bad call to change it. Who's coming in? Tom Elliott's coming in. Surely he's given us an outlet for these long, hopeful high balls we've been punting all afternoon, so he should know this place well. He came from AFC Wimbledon, of course. Oh. Put straight into touch. Cries of pain and anguish all around me, dear listeners. Good to see him back. I know that many don't rate him. I don't really rate him that highly, but he is a willing player. Free kick given against Lee Gregory by the four. Free kick for Millwall. Chance for us to put the ball into the danger area now. It's probably about halfway inside the Wimbledon half, just right of centre. It's Sean Williams and Jed Wallace standing over the ball. chance to chip it forwards, I would think. No, it's taken short. This is Wallace on the cross into the box. There's Cooper, headed close and wide, unfortunately. Left-sided cross from Wallace in towards Jake Cooper, but slightly inaccurate at the death. This is Wimbledon now pressing down our right side, 42. Chance to cross the ball. Throws it back. Deep cross. That's in the danger zone. That's a decent dipping cross. Shot on target, but blocked by the Mills defence there. Can't tell you who that was, dear listeners, unfortunately. I need my binoculars. Incidentally, I bought myself a pair of binoculars ahead of the cricket season, dear listeners. How about that? Have you ever been looking for binoculars online? It's an art form. You've got to look for your depth of vision and width of vision. So I bought myself a nice pair of Minolta binoculars ready for ahead of the cricket season. County cricket season is coming up soon. And I'm going to get myself a Thermos flask and a sandwich box for my soup. I'm going to buy the whole lifestyle, the whole county cricket fan lifestyle. But I've got myself a pair of binoculars for my trips. It's a long ball for us. Finds Elliot, but he gets his head to it. That's going to go for a throw in on the right side as we look. As you can imagine, my wife has been relentless in her laughter at my Paddington Bear style marmalade sandwich binoculars turnout. But what the hell? I'm at the age now I don't need to worry about such things. 67, 68 minutes, halfway through the second half. Lions in better control in the second half. Wimbledon haven't looked quite as dangerous as they did for me in the first, but we retain just that slender one-goal lead, and we're coming to the last quarter of the game. Everything to play for. This is the 42 of attempted fate. Is a little bit of penalty. No, he's offside. Offside. Put down for penalty.
Would have been.
Yeah. Good shout for penalty, but offside given, dear listeners. Heartbeat. Yeah, the gentleman next to me is making heartbeat motions. Make him right.
Wake up, Millwall!
20 minutes to go, 20 minutes to see this through. It's going to be more heartbeaty stuff, I fear, unless we can get a second goal. It's a nice flick header from Tom Elliott. Going backwards, the goalkeeper will clear and does. Few moans and groans online as to why this game wasn't chosen for television coverage. I think we can see why. In all fairness, this wouldn't have put bums on seats. Well, if they were on seats, they got off them quite quickly. All header there. Elliot tries to take a turn. He gets clattered. Wimbledon bring it away. Ball not being controlled by either team. This is Williams. He takes it and shoots. This is Gregory now. Into the post, ball into the middle. This is Elliot. Ball bounce around. Whistle goes. This is it. Fell to Shane Ferguson. Difficult place to get the atmosphere going. In all honesty, listeners, it's so small. It's open air and no chance for the Mill support to get behind the team. They've not given them much to get behind. In all fairness, but it's. Certainly a tough place in terms of flatness of atmosphere. Here come the Lions. This is Ferguson on the left. Inside to Williams. Run, Jed made a run there that no one spotted. I don't think they have the imagination to see it. This is Ferguson. Finds Lee Gregory. Ball into the box. Shot from close range by, I think that was Leonard. Ryan Leonard, but the goalkeeper collected easily enough. Romeo does well. As well to win the ball back in midfield, make Mill back on the attack. Takes his man on, runs it wide right. Does well to keep possession there. Comes towards what, 79 minutes? Ball into the box, that's a flick header. And then Gregory wide. Better for Millwall, but we are still looking to sit and contain and hit them on the break. Probably our one and only style. Long ball for the flick header from Elliot, finds Gregory, does very, very well, finds Ferguson on the inside, takes his man. That's a beautiful cross trying to find Gregory, doesn't quite feather through to him. This is Ryan Leonard, takes a shot, wide right, dipping shot, wide right, he's gone for a corner, coming off a Wimbledon boot, clearly, chance for the Lions to settle the issue. Wouldn't it be nice to have some comfort in once in your life? 83 minutes, 7 minutes to go. Left-sided corner. Williams will take. Fans trying to generate some atmosphere of sorts.
Come on, Cooper.
And it comes. It's a narrow one that's entered play and went out without going near any danger. Straight out for a goal kick. Poor. Keep hold, it will be nice. Some possession. Ball through to the middle. This is Jed Wallace. The ball breaks. Can he finish? Under pressure from the defender at the last. He wanted too much time. Elliot looks because he was on the right side. The ball wide would have been the ball, but there we are. A shot would have been better. As it is, it's going to go for a right, left-sided corner. We're kind of inviting pressure for the last minute. I don't like it when Harris takes Gregory out. It always seems to invite more pressure than it actually achieves. Just run forwards for Wimbledon. This will be the last few seconds of the game. Run forwards yet again. Pushes and gets his head to it. Wimbledon retrieve possession. We can't be talking about long to go now, dear listeners. 34 over there on the far side. It's going for a Millwall throw-in. Millwall throw-in. Yeah, put us out of our misery. Can't be long to go. Curious game. We don't seem to retain possession very well. There it is! The finals are made. Curiously, flat result in a way. 1-0 win for Millwall. That is the quarter-final stage reached for, how many times now is it? Yet another occasion. But it's hard one to get terribly excited about. That was a poor performance by the Lions. But there we are. Let's not quibble. AFC Wimbledon 0, Millwall 1. We'll be back after these messages. Cheers.
The Lucas Ball Report. Move through to a second FA Cup quarter-final in 3 years at King's Meadow after winning 1-0. Murray Wallace with the winner for a second consecutive round in the Cup. I mean, it wasn't the best performance from Millwall in truth. Wimbledon probably the better side overall. But, you know, Millwall extend their record as the team, as the best performing team outside of the top flight in the FA Cup since reaching the final in 2004. 31 wins, I think that is now they're up to. And you know, into the quarterfinals, into the last eight, chance for another big draw, or perhaps if they can get a slightly easier draw, a chance for another appearance at Wembley. Not been there for 2 years, that's a bit of a drought for us, really, isn't it? So, you know, it'd be nice to get back there. But yeah, Wimbledon had chances. Millwall struggled to create lots, had a couple of decent saves out of Ramsdale towards the end of the game as Wimbledon left themselves a bit more open. So they tried to press for that equaliser, but. You know, Millwall have got to step it up still. Still not safe in the Championship, of course. Going to have to step it up against probably whoever they face in the next round of the Cup too, but that's all a worry for later on. And, you know, the most important thing with these Cup games is getting through, which is exactly what Millwall have done. So I'm sure Neil Harris will be a happy man. Move on to Derby away in midweek. Car on you, Lions.
So, dear listeners, in the cold light of Sunday morning, how do we feel? It was an odd game yesterday, in all honesty, as you would have detected from the live piece that I did. I left the ground feeling fairly flat, despite the triumph of advancement in the FA Cup, quarter-final stage reached. The game itself didn't really... really match up in terms of quality, and it's been a bit of a current theme of late, all of which I'm well aware sounds very churlish, and going back to the cold light of the Sunday morning as I look out across our back garden to the blue skies and the clouds and trees beyond, in the cold light of the day, we're in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, and that is enlivening a very drab season, and no one can argue with the fact that we're just one game now from Wembley yet again. How many times? 11 times now in the quarterfinals. This is Millwall. Glenn, this is Millwall. Post that Mill break the record by becoming the first club outside the top flight to reach the quarterfinal stages of the FA Cup for the 11th time. So That is no mean achievement, and in the cold light of day, I feel rather churlish for raising even the subject of the fact that it was such a grim and grinding performance. And, you know, the fans around me, you've heard the live piece, you could hear the reaction in-game. It was a tough watch. But then the cheers at the end of the game were also equally as valid, and I include myself in that. So please, please, please don't think that I'm not happy to be in the quarterfinals. Please don't think that I'm one of the Neil Harris out brigade. I am not. But the quality of the football of late, including the previous league games, last run of league games, Swansea, Rotherham, Sheffield Wednesday, the quality of the football has been very poor, and there's no escaping from that. Yesterday's performance was, as some in the press have pointed out, as what's required, a muscular performance. It was a curiously flat way to find cup glory, though, for me. I think partly it was the suburban setting of the ground. It's an odd football ground in some ways, AFC Wimbledon. As I said in the piece, it was once upon a time it was Kingstonian's ground. Very suburban setting, kind of like a leisure centre next door to it. And it does have a kind of, it's not a footballing hotbed area. And it reminded me of Staines. Anyone that went to Staines in the Cup roughly, you'd have the same kind of vibe there. Nice area, too nice for football, perhaps. Also, a very odd, strong sense of horse manure where we were standing, which was disconcerting. But there we are. Maybe that added to the essential shittiness that I seem to feel is required for an authentic football experience. The performance, as we've said a few times, was poor. I thought Wimbledon didn't look that bad. I mean, how they're lead bottom of League One, I don't know. They mullered West Ham in the previous round. And at times, when they took the ball to us and attacked us down the middle particularly, I thought we looked jittery. They clearly lack a decent striker. If they had a decent striker, then the story of the afternoon might have been different. Let's not forget they hit the post inside the first few minutes of the game. So if that had gone in, ifs and buts, my aunties would have balls and be my uncle. But if that had gone in, then the storyline for the afternoon would have been very, very different. So fair play to Wimbledon as they seek to survive in League One. I wish them well. Don't have any problem with AFC Wimbledon whatsoever. Old enough to remember the old Wimbledon entering the league in the 70s. So it's always been an interesting story, an interesting club in that way. And the comeback as a phoenix from, you know, the park football level that they were reduced to after the franchise business in the 2000s. That's a storyline in its own right. All of that said, though, we are now in the hat of the quarterfinals. Alongside Millwall will be Watford, Manchester City, Brighton. Then take your pick, dear listener, of Palace or Doncaster, Chelsea or Manchester United, Bristol City or Wolves, Swansea City and Brentford. Now, obviously, apart from the major clubs, there's an argument that says we want to get one of the big clubs at the Den, and you know, you get what you get in the cup, but that would be fantastic. The road less travelled would be the 2004 route, wouldn't it, dear listener? A draw against one of our peers, a Bristol City, a Swansea, or a Brentford, possibly even a Brighton, although they're Premier League now, aren't they? Possibly a Donny if they can get past Palace. So that offers the prospect of of advancement to Wembley. Prize money, £360,000 for this round, gets bigger still if you make it to the semi-finals. Wembley beckons. So all in all, on this cold light of day assessment, well done Millwall, well done the Lions, well done Neil Harris. That was a match that required a certain approach. We certainly got it, and the football was pretty dire, but overall well done, and I hope you enjoyed the 20 pack of dominoes that got delivered to the team coach for the post-match celebration. Fantastic story online. Man of the match yesterday, I suppose Murray Wallace would be my man of the match for the goal, and in fairness, his overall performance. I thought he was one of our better players. I like the look of Alex Pearce in defence. Sean Hutchinson on the bench yesterday made a late appearance, but not really one of any any import. Lee Gregory, as ever, up front. I like Marlon Romeo yesterday too. Difficult day overall. But better to be winners 1-0 than losers is the harsh reality. Speaking to the press after the game, Neil Harris poses the question, why does the FA Cup bring out the best in us as a club? It's not always the best team that wins the game, but it's not always the best footballing team that wins the game either, as he says. Very true yesterday, Neil. But it is the team with the biggest heart, the right mentality, the one that wins first ball, second ball, set plays. That's why I think we've been so good under me in this competition, he says. A right mentality. We just about had it yesterday. And second balls, I'm not so sure. I thought we gave possession back very cheaply too often against inferior opponents, ultimately. But certainly against the better side. And as we've seen in the league, you know, we pay a price when we give the ball away that cheaply. But there we are. Hey-ho. We move along to the quarterfinals. Neil says, no disrespect to Doncaster, but if Palace gets through, he wants Palace at home in the Den. He wants to avoid Manchester City. I think I'll make you right there, Neil. You know, after the Tottenham experience a couple of years ago, I think we want to avoid Manchester City until possibly as late as possible. To be at the Den, says Neil, and give 20,000 of our fans an opportunity to see another FA Cup quarter-final, I'd love to see that. Jake Sanders, Journo Jake, includes interesting statistics, but this one's interesting, in my opinion. Since the year they reached the final, 2004, Millwall have won 31 FA Cup games. Only Manchester City, Manchester United, Chelsea and Arsenal have won more FA Cup games than Millwall. Now, you know, that includes a tranche of Premier League opponents in recent years. Includes a lot of less glamorous opponents, but that is a huge achievement for a club, we'll say it again, of our minimal resources, our minimalist approach to finance. We're in the same sentence as City, United, Chelsea and Arsenal. Incredible. The football theorist says we've had worse decades, and he lists, or she, possibly, football theorist, but gender neutral, perhaps. 2009, Wembley playoff runners-up. 2010, playoff winners. 2013, FA Cup semi-finals. 2016, playoff runners-up. 2017, playoff winners. 2017, FA Cup quarter-finalists. And now 2019, FA Cup quarter-finalists. Incredible. As Merv Payne says, all Rocky films are pure cheese fromage cheese in La France, from start to finish, but that's what makes them great. And Millwall is the same escapism, says Merv Payne, comparing us with Rocky. Big Will makes the point that the FA conspiracy and media lizard race that rule the world, says the world and its mother. AFC Wimbledon yesterday to see us come a cropper, but the Millwall boys spoiled the party. Copying in BBC Match of the Day, fuck them all, says Big Will, fuck them all, indeed, with like a little sunglasses emoji. We've already mentioned the 20 Domino's pizzas. Hope the boys enjoyed that. Marlon Romeo posted that the pizza went down a treat. So overall, well done Millwall. A wonderful diversion from the league. We're back to league action in the week at that derby. Three massive points on the table. We do need to start to pull away from the bottom three, and we do need to start scoring goals from open play like we did yesterday. Fantastic goal, Murray Wallace. But for the moment, dear listeners, I say arrivederci Millwall, and why not enjoy yourself? It's later than you think.
It's good to be wise when you're young, 'cause you can only be young. But for once, enjoy yourself and have lots of fun. Serve God and live, my friend, and it will never done.
You've been listening to Achtun Millwall, the CBL Magazine podcast. That's the Millwall news this week, and we are out of here.
Enjoy yourself.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.